Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'm going to invite you to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 1, beginning in verse 9, and we're going to see what we can learn about the baptism of Jesus. Mark, chapter 1, where we'll be looking at verses 9 through 11. And while you're doing that, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read our text. Mark chapter 11, verses 9. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens rent asunder, and the Spirit as a dove descending upon him. And a voice came out of the heavens, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In consulting Elam's notes, we see that it came to pass in those days, that means the days when John was baptizing the people, that Jesus went from Nazareth to Galilee to the Jordan, about 75 or 80 miles, to be baptized of John, most likely to Beth Araba, which means the house of the ford or the passage, or to Bethany, which must have been a village whose site is now unknown beyond Jordan, on the east bank, where John was baptizing, John chapter 1:28. For John baptized in the Jordan, and Jesus was baptized in that river. I think it's interesting that Jesus thought baptism was so important that he went 75 to 80 miles in order to be baptized of John. I want you to think of that sometime when you're sitting in the church house and the preacher extends an invitation to come forward and to confess your faith and to be baptized into Christ. How far do you have to go? Just a few feet or a few yards down to the front. And think about how Jesus went from 75 to 80 miles in order to do this. And appreciate the importance of baptism. John knew Jesus, not as the Christ, but as a good man, better than himself, and therefore at first declined to baptize him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest to me?" John preached the baptism of repentance unto remission of sins. And Jesus had no sins of which to repent and to be remitted. John recognized his own unworthiness in the presence of Jesus. All along he sought to honor Jesus. His mission was to prepare a people for him. Now Jesus demands baptism at his hands. He did not see the fitness in baptizing Jesus. The remission of sins is the only reason for being baptized. That would have been no reason for baptizing Jesus. But there are other reasons. There was, at least in Jesus' case. You know, Jesus said to John, "Suffer it to be so now." Well, suffer it means to allow it and to be now. He didn't say let it be from now on. Jesus was not baptized for the remission of his sins. Every now and then someone wants to be baptized like Jesus, and they say, "Well, now that my sins are forgiven, I want to be baptized." But that's not the reason to be baptized unless you're Jesus, because we have sinned. And so it's the remission of sins that we seek when we're being baptized. When Jesus said, "Suffer it to be so now," he was making the point that it was an exception. It's in Matthew chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, where Jesus said, "Suffer it now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Well, then John baptized him. Evidently, the greater was baptized by the less. Jesus came down from heaven to do God's will, all God's will. John 3 and verse 38, he had declined and refused to be baptized, or if had he done so, as did those Pharisees and lawyers, he would have been disobedient to God and would not have fulfilled all righteousness. Had Jesus obeyed every command of God except the one to be baptized, he would not have obeyed all of them, and hence would not have fulfilled all righteousness. To do God's will, whatever it is to do righteousness. Since Jesus, the sinless Son of God, traveled so far to be baptized in obedience to God, shouldn't we follow his example? Thus, that is, like me in this obedience, it becometh, that means it is fitting and proper, for us, that's others beside Jesus, to fulfill all righteousness. John also baptized that Christ might be made manifest to Israel. By the descent of the Holy Spirit upon someone, John was to know that that one was the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of men. John knew Jesus before this as a righteous person, as a good man, but with the coming of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus in the form of a dove, it was confirmed unto him that he was the Son of God and the Messiah. Jesus was not baptized then into his priestly office. He was not a priest on earth yet. That would come later, after he had risen from the dead, and there would be a change in the law in order for him to become priest. He would not become a priest under the old law of Moses. Jesus became a priest under a new law in the new covenant. Hebrews 7, 12 through 28, and Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 4. Well, it was straightway coming up out of the water, Mark 1 and verse 10, after he was baptized, and adds in Luke chapter 3 and verse 21 that he came up praying, that he saw the heavens rent asunder, and the Spirit as a dove descending upon him. The Holy Spirit descending in bodily form as a dove, Luke chapter 3, 22. And it abode upon him, 1 John 1, 32. When John saw the Spirit descend upon Jesus, he pointed him out as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. John saw this, and all present must have seen it. Jesus saw it, and looked through the open heavens into the glory beyond. For the heavens were opened unto him, it says Matthew 3 and verse 16. He was appointed with the Holy Spirit, or anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, as Peter describes it in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. He was full of the Holy Spirit, Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. And had the Spirit upon him without measure, John 3, verses 3 through 36. Talmage baptized a person in the River Jordan. In the late years, others have done the same. I've baptized persons in rivers and lakes and creeks and ponds and pools. Well, what was done? Well, what was done when Talmage baptized that person in the Jordan? Everyone knows. The same thing was done when John baptized people in the Jordan. We read in Mark chapter 1 and verse 11, and a voice came out of the heavens, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. All present must have heard this voice. On two other occasions, God spoke aloud from heaven to Jesus in Jerusalem. We read about one of those occasions in John chapter 12, verses 20 through 36. And here we read, "Now there were certain Greeks among those that went up to worship at the feast. These therefore came to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. Andrew cometh and Philip, and they tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily I say unto you, except a grain of wheat fall to the earth and die, it abideth not by itself alone, but if it die, it bear much fruit. He that loveth his life loseth it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant shall be. And any man serve me, him will the Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. And there came therefore a voice out of heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The multitude therefore that stood by and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice hath not come for my sake, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. But he said this, he was signifying by what manner of death he should die. The multitude therefore answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus therefore said unto them, Yet a little while is the light among you. Walk while ye have the light, that darkness overtake you not. And he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe on the light, that ye may become sons of light. Now the other time that God spoke directly from heaven to Jesus was actually in Jesus' presence to his disciples, Peter, James, and John. It was on the Mount of Transfiguration, where there had stood before them Jesus and Moses and Elijah. But when the bright light came down, and they closed their eyes and fell before him, the voice said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Well, that would be him rather than Moses of the law and Elijah of the prophets. It is most significant that God sent his Son upon Jesus and confessed him before the world as his beloved Son. When he was baptized, he acknowledges us as his children when we obey him. Acts 2 and verse 38. For ye are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. The baptism of Jesus must fill all who consider it with reverence and awe. First, baptism is a command of God. Second, God's a Son and the world's Redeemer. He who came to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords submits to it. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit were present, no doubt, and the angel of God beheld it, and the Father in heaven spoke audibly to all present and said, This, the person just baptized, and on whom the Holy Spirit was descending, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This may be associated with Moses on Sinai, the transfiguration of Jesus, his ascension and descent of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. We've got one more paragraph, and we're going to complete that paragraph in the Sunday school lesson when we take this up in our next one, and then go on to our next lesson.